Good morning. Today's Master Course lesson from Dancing with Shiva, lesson 150. What are the views on Mahapralaya? Monistic theists hold that Mahapralaya, cosmic dissolution, all creation is withdrawn into Shiva and he alone exists. Pluralistic theists hold that the world and souls persist in seed form and will later reemerge. And there's a quote from the Vedas at the end of the Bhāṣya. By his divine power, he holds dominion over all the worlds. At the periods of creation and dissolution of the universe, he alone exists. So it's a large concept to ponder. The common way of looking at it is, as it is explained here, that he alone exists, and then from him, manifold creation comes. So the one becomes many and then returns to the one. Simple way of looking at it. And certainly in our ordinary state of consciousness, we see many things, we see many people, we think of them all as separate, we think of the world as separate from us, and so forth. So we do see a multiplicity. And then that multiplicity returns to oneness. That's the common viewpoint, but another viewpoint is to try and imagine how it looks from God's point of view, from Shiva's point of view. Does he see many? Did all of his creation become separate from him? Does he see many? No, of course not. He only sees himself. He sees a oneness. He doesn't see a multiplicity. So from that point of view, the one didn't become many. The one just looks like many, but it's still one from his point of view. So Shiva doesn't see anything as being separate from him. Well, that's a slightly different way of looking at it. So the one appears as one, and then the one appears as many, but it's actually still one, is another way of describing it. Oh, that's the theory. I was asked when I was in Guyana about, do you believe that the soul eventually merges with God and becomes one with God and loses its identity? It was a diverse group, so I gave a diplomatic answer. I said, well, those who are monists, the Hindus who hold a monistic philosophy, definitely believe that. But those who are dualists don't. The point the man was making with this question is, isn't it kind of unnatural or painful or fearful to give up your identity, to merge with God? And I said, well, not really. From God's point of view, you aren't separate from him right now. You know, it's more a question of shifting perspectives. Here you are over here looking at God, and you think of yourself as separate, but at that end, God's looking at you, and God just sees himself, because God doesn't see a second person. So it's taking on God's perspective. They didn't answer back on that one. I don't think they were expecting that answer. So it's just taking on God's perspective on the situation. There's an interesting thought. I was thinking of writing it up as an exercise, and because to make that idea seem natural, we have to find the part of us that has never changed, which of course is awareness, another way of saying awareness. That within you which has never changed is how Gurudeva describes it in his talks, find that within you which has never changed. What within you at this point in your life today and at the same point in your life when you were born hasn't changed? What's constant? Everything else, of course, changes, and we tend to identify with what's changing rather than with that which hasn't changed. It's human nature. We enjoy identifying with what's changing within us, within the world. Change keeps us interested, keeps us excited. But mystically, you know, there's a part of us that's never changed. It's awareness. And we can look at our life and find that part of us in any situation and identify with it and see that part of us is never changing. When we were young, middle age, older, for those who are older, and part of us hasn't changed and the rest of us has. So that's one exercise. But then Gurudeva takes it one step further. I was looking for the quote this morning, but I couldn't find it. He's talking about past lives. And he says, you know, I look at my past lives, and to me, I haven't changed. I'm the same in each life. I see that part of me. I identify with that part of me that no matter who I was, and of course, you know, imagine how different you are in past lives. Sometimes you're a man, sometimes you're a woman, you're a politician, you're a musician, you know, you're totally different on the outside, right? But Gurudeva was able to see the part of him that was the same in every single life. So it's getting you closer to being able to look at it from Shiva's point of view, that you are everyone and everything. And it's all Shiva. Because if you can find it within you, then you can start to see it outside of you. There's a related concept which has to do with veiling and revealing grace. Because of the influence of veiling grace, we think of ourselves as an individual. That's what veiling grace does. It individuates awareness. We think of ourselves as separate. And that's there on purpose. It's not a mistake. It's not a random event. It's there on purpose, God's purpose, because it helps us identify with being a person. And, you know, for example, in married life, being a husband, being a wife, having a profession, so forth, we identify with that as who we are. And then the goal is to do it well. So, as Yogaswami says, you know, do your work well. That is worship. When we do it well, we advance spiritually. If we do it poorly, then we either stand still or we go backwards. But it's a process that God deliberately makes us think we're a person. Doesn't allow us to think we are God, so that we fulfill the duties of that person and do them well. And then we fulfill the duties of another person and we do them well. We fulfill the duties of another person in another life and do that well. Eventually, the idea that we are a person starts to lose power. It just kind of doesn't have the grip on us it used to. It's like someone who's very keen on earning money at some point in life has an experience and loses that ambition. So likewise, it wanes. So likewise, the identification as an individual eventually wanes. And then, as we were talking about in the beginning, we see it from God's point of view, that there's only one. That God is everything, or we are everything. So when you get there, you probably won't be an individual anymore. There's no need to come back, right? Nothing more to do. Thank you very much. Om Namah Shivaya.